Time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics. Jim brings over well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning to you, sir, and Jill.
Now, do you,
everybody out there.
Do you remember, of course he does.
Do you remember that day as vividly, and did it change your life as it changed mine when Robert Kennedy was killed and then the train across the country?
Yes, yes, yes. I was picking up a newspaper at the corner before going into the office because I had to go to bed relatively early in those days to get up very early, and I heard the news. What I remember and still remember to this day, which actually changed my life just prior to him dying, like 9 months or 6 months or something. Let's see, 67, let's call it 9 months, was shaking his hand. He was in a motorcade in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and open car. He was standing up, and he was putting his hand out and shaking your hand. And it was a genuine handshake. It was someone who wanted to say, I'm real, and I'm aware who you are. I'd just like to give you a quick quote from Chris Matthews in the Washington Post on Bobby Kennedy. What made Bobby Kennedy so special, in his opinion, what made this Kennedy so unique, John Newfield wrote, was that he felt the empathy for white working men and women that he felt for blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans. He thought of cops, waitresses, construction workers, and firefighters as his people. We need leaders like him today, people who can unite diverse people into governing majorities.
Then why didn't he support Bernie Sanders?
Well, because he was paid not to. I'm so sorry.
He did. But you didn't hear him.
Who?
He was a bit away. He was Bernie Sanders to a degree in spirit, no question about it. But the key here is when you fast forward a mere 50 years, how things have changed. In terms of divisiveness has risen rather than fallen. And the politicians generally do not speak with that strong voice that 50 years ago they did speak. Whether it was right or wrong, they did speak that way. Not just Robert Kennedy, but many others. I can remember various politicians in New York, for instance, on both sides of the aisle, who were very much into the country. It was the country. It wasn't this group or that group. Robert Kennedy, like most politicians, so he was not unique in this, but he was unique in his sincerity, I think, would often visit places as he was running, like West Virginia. I can remember right now a picture of him outside a house, going in to see people in his shirt sleeves. It's interesting. He came from great wealth and great power, and I guess he just realized that there was something more for him to do than just sit on his laurels and enjoy the station to which he was born. And he's not alone in that. We've had many people like that, actually. Not enough, of course, and not many nowadays. I would like to reflect on something, thinking of Kennedy in terms of West Virginia, on Texas and what's going there on there now. An old Walmart building has been used to house hundreds, maybe 1,000, of these children who've been separated from their families and are in what I call detention halls. But since they are not free to do anything, maybe we might want to call them concentration camps. And if that's too dramatic, Trust me, it's not dramatic enough. The thing is, the senator from Oregon went to this particular place in Texas, and this was publicized and videoed and so forth, and he tried to get into this building. He was by himself. He tried to get into the building just to see the status of these children as a servant of the country, and he wasn't allowed in. Subsequently, he went to, by the way, he had called ahead. This is one man. This is a senator of the United States. He was not allowed in to see children who his government had put in detention. Subsequently, he went to another little city in Texas, and he got into a smaller place where he saw, it was described this way, I didn't see it and I didn't see videos, but of children in, I guess, cells was the word that it was used. Folks, we have someone in the White House who is totally disrespectful of human beings unless they serve him. It's just beyond the pale what is going on in this country. These are little children from babies to 2, 3, 8, 7, and has been pointed out by someone who runs a service to try and help the immigration situation. It's not that these kids are being held in detention. They've been separated from their parents at age 3, we'll say. They'll live with that for the rest of their lives. They will suffer from the insecurity of not having parents to guide them and to help them. What is wrong with these Republicans and many Democrats not standing up to this maniacal person running the White House? I know he's afraid of being impeached, etc., but that's no excuse. If you can't do the job in terms of humanity, please step down, sir. Let somebody else help people. And kind of lastly, on the subject of humanity, I don't know how many people have died in Puerto Rico, but it sure wasn't 100. It's closer to 1,500. It might not be 4,400, but it's close to 1,500. Most of those deaths occurred after the storm. They occurred before because this administration did not manage the situation, make sure medical supplies got in, make sure alternative methods of power were established to take care of citizens in need. People in Puerto Rico are citizens of the United States of America. So today it's the Puerto Ricans, and next time it might be the people in Knoxville, Tennessee, because somebody decided, well, they're not worthy of spending the time or the money on them.
Here's a problem, Jim, that I've seen develop once again during the it happened during the election and it's happening now. You have people like, and yes, am I, the truth be known, am I a big Bernie Sanders supporter? Yes, but still, on top, that has nothing to do with it. This man, who is 77 years old, is going from state to state talking about employment rights, talking about the children that have been separated from their parents because he is the son, of course, of immigrants. He is 70 years old. He's right around Donald Trump's age. And he is going from state to state making speeches, speaking to thousands of people. And what you talk about with Puerto Rico, Jim, what network? You want to tell me what network is covering what's going on in Puerto Rico? You want to tell me what network is covering Bernie Sanders going across the country to these rallies, to these things?
What network also is covering these kids? I mean, come on, guys.
That's what I mean. I'm saying that what network is covering on a big basis these kids that are separated? None. They all carry the Sanders Daily Press briefing. I'm not talking Bernie. I'm talking, of course, Sarah Sanders, the press spokesman for the president. They carry every lick he says live. They're not covering these other stories, Jim.
And it's pathetic. Sorry, just had to interject. I'll go back now.
And they're not covering them because they don't believe that they'll catch eyeballs and ears in terms of covering something much more significant.
We
must remember, I think the media is doing a very good job in terms of covering the situation in the White House, but they have ample
time,
ample
right.
money now and people to cover on a continual basis.
These other stories.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the eyeballs.
These stories merit continual coverage.
But they definitely merit it. There are lots of stories that merit it. They don't get it because of the other stuff. It's more interesting. You sell more ads. And this is just, I'm sorry. This is born of a situation that has been going on for a while. But the information that essentially you are being given is bought and paid for and has everything to do with, you know, what sells and what sells the product being advertised. And if you switch from cable to cable to cable, with all due respect, you see the exact same ads. These buys are made on every, because things have now become so incredibly segmented that, you take the news that you want. You a la carte your own news. And the way that that is being organized for future generations is alarming. And I know that a la carte is not a verb.
No, it's appropriate. However, the menu is very limited, so that even if you want to choose, as we've just said, these important stories are just not, they're not, the press people are not appealing enough. The problem is this. I kind of tried to dramatize best I could the situation in Texas and the administration. You know, you can talk yourself blue in the face with the story in Texas and in Puerto Rico. At the same time, you're getting to the heart of our problem in this country, which is the president. Who is the president? He is irrational. He is vindictive. He is self-serving. He's a lot of those things. The point is, nobody is truly, truly, truly calling his cards. There's a little dialogue going on Twitter the last several days about the stupid press conference that they have. And I myself got engaged a little bit saying, do away with the press conference. It's only a way for the administration to lie and to say things to distract us from what is really important to the country. Now, I think it was Robert Costa, he didn't address me, he was addressing things generally, said that, well, we can't do away with the news conference because, we have to cover it because it's news. I disagree with you.
I think you're right.
We don't have to cover a maniac twittering and lying every other sentence. That's not news. If you want that kind of news, go to Bellevue in New York City and interview those people, because unfortunate and not demeaning them, but they'll go blah, blah, blah all day long on things that don't make sense. The president of the United States is not a rational person. You might say, oh, he's clever. He's not rational. He's a child. He's not an adult. He's got the power of the presidency. Call him out on that. I remember 6 months ago, oh, the psychiatrist, oh, you don't judge the president. Well, I'm sorry. It's time to start judging him and getting it out. He's got all the signs of a problem of mental disability. And under the 25th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the vice president and cabinet can basically call for him to step down and have the vice president step up.
Well, Jim, here's
now the Republicans have so little guts to do anything for the people, they probably wouldn't do that. But if there was ever a glaring need for it, it's right now.
Here's what I find wrong. If I want you to go back and look at the Obama administration for 8 years, the Bush administration for 8 years before that. I want you to look at the Clinton administration for the 8 years before that and go back to George Bush one for the 4 years before that. Not in any of those presidencies did they cover every press briefing every day. Not in any one of those instances. It all started with the candidacy of Donald Trump, and the media said they had learned their lesson. Guess what? They haven't. They're repeating exactly what they did during the campaign season. They're relegating everything else as news to second status, and they're covering Trump exclusively. And I'm not saying they shouldn't cover the president of the United States and the ramifications or what's going on, but I'm saying they should also, with equal importance, cover these other things we're talking about. And people would understand that there's the problems. All those problems are related to what's going on or not going on in Washington.
I would say this: I cover them 50% of what you cover the president, because they're down about 7%.
Absolutely,
pulling that out of the air. So just give us a little more.
Yeah, that's absolutely, because those problems are a direct result of what's going on in Washington, and then when you bring in North Korea and Russia and Europe and our allies, which are being hit by tariffs, those stories are also a direct response to us. So they should be covered in that other 50%. There's just so much that can be covered in depth now, and the networks can still do what they want to do with the president.
Example, where is the media, the press, whatever, pounding on the table every day from now, it's June 5th, is it? Until June 12th. Why are we not demanding to know why the president is not having meetings of hours duration with his staff to prepare for the upcoming meeting on June 12th, supposedly, with North Korea? Why are we not demanding to know, are you preparing? And also, give us a hint that in your preparation, you know the risk and the rewards of what you're entering into. Now, that is about the president. I think the press got caught up with Trump doing his dance. I like you, I'll call on you. I don't like you, I won't call on you. And have been currying favor with him. That's not what a reporter, a journalist, by definition, does.
Donald Trump is playing sleight of hand with the media. He's like a magician. And the way a magician gets his tricks across is that he diverts
your attention.
He diverts your attention to something else and then slips the trick in. And Donald Trump has done that with the media since day one.
And he's going to keep doing it because it's working. And so,
well said, Marshall. Well said. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The point is that it is continuing, and because of what we were alluding to earlier, which is people choosing their own news sources.
What the media doesn't understand, Jim, is that sooner or later, when the other stories start piling up, if they covered them and they covered them well, the stories pile up. All of a sudden, what's going on with the other coverage of the Trump administration would make more sense to more people.
Yes, absolutely right. And, you know, it just reminds me of something. You remember when my father was ill and in hospital, 6 months ago or something? It was a while ago. I think it was the fall. The reason that I mention this is, obviously, once you get into a big, fancy New York hospital with everybody working and doing their jobs, you know, there are a ton of real people out there. And I remember talking to one ICU nurse, and she said, you know, like, I don't have time for this. I don't. And obviously, She said, but the one thing that scares the bejesus out of me is North Korea. And that was way back when. And the point was, the media, and yes, this is generalist. It's not all, but we're talking mostly about cable news right now and mainstream media, and what they are doing is they're not focusing on much except generating eyeballs. And that's really a disservice in terms of quality information. And that's the most diplomatic I can be here.
Well, you said it. This is an important matter. It's been, courtesy of the president, raised to a level of, oh, we're on to a great accomplishment. Look at the idiots, the 18 Republicans, who decided they were going to, they recommended that Trump get a Nobel Peace Prize. He hadn't done anything, and they were saying, give him a Nobel Peace Prize. This is insane. This is stupidity. Nobody called those people out and said, you are stupid. You don't even know what he may or may not do, and you're putting this out. This is not a political game. This is an attempt to bring North Korea into the fold so that they can be supplied with food and medicine and get their citizens living like normal human beings so that 10, 15 years from now, they might be ready to come in and be a complete and be completely part of our overall system. This Korea thing is going to take meeting upon meeting, and somehow the media has allowed the administration to make it as simple as walking across the street and getting into your car and going shopping. We have no detail. We have a dangerous man who, at the drop of the hat, could give away the store.
We have about a minute and a half left there, Jim.
Well, I'm not giving away my store. We make great malted milks, and God, this is incredible. I mean, I had a wonderful day on Saturday with my little Sebastian. He's 2 years old. He talks. I mean, the kids are so charming. When he wanted to play Home Depot with his things in the other room, he came over to me and he took me by the hand and he said, bah, 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 bah. So I went and played Home Depot. And then I have to get the stuff in my gut about these kids in Texas. Do us all a favor, everybody. Write to your congressman. Write to the person you follow in media. And just tell them, let your feelings be known. And please, please take care of your own children. And be careful. You have to be careful with the news with these children. You cannot deny to them what is truth.
All right, Jim.
Truth to power.
We will speak to you next week.
Love you. Have a good time. Good day. Good week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. A reminder, the opinions expressed on Jim Lynch's show are those of Jim and myself and also Jill, our opinions, and not necessarily the underwriters, the volunteers, the employees of Robin Hood Radio or Tri-State Public Communications.
The point being that they are opinions.